Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is here for you each and every week. Thank you for the right camera shot. Always good. Start off the show with the wrong one. I'm Michael Horn, the host of the show, but the star is the one and only Fred Dreyer. Producer
Thanks.
Corey Marino and JD Jeremy Dayton all here with us today. Corey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. And Fred, the star of the show,
yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's been a rainy day here in sunny Los Angeles, and
I love it.
I'm anxious to see what the weather pattern is going to be for the fire burn areas.
Oh, well, the big rain's coming a little bit later on, so we'll keep you posted on that. But I like it when it's rainy, if it's, you know, not too crazy, because we can play rainy day games here. Corey, did you bring the rainy day games for the show?
I did not. I thought I was going to rain tomorrow.
I want to play.
That's. I like to play 7-up, heads down, fingers up, and then you go around the room and, you know, knock somebody's finger down. You got to guess who picked
it. Well,
you.
I want to turn the lights off and play it.
Okay. More locker room fun from Fred Dreyer today. What a Super Bowl there, Fred. Did you enjoy it? Were you, like, on the edge of your seat wondering who was going to win?
You know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or because it's too familiar. And I'm getting older. I just wanted to find out if I was right about a couple of things about how two teams like this who were relatively evenly matched, but yet not really, because they were outplayed terribly, the Chiefs. And
they were?
Oh, yeah, terribly. And they didn't really know what to do. And I waited till the third quarter when I realized Kansas City really made no adjustments. They're getting their brains as pounded in.
That's because it's the most well-coached team. Oh. I love Andy Reid. Have I told you that before?
I think people were literally in the locker room left over sleeping.
Corey, you and I picked Kansas City, didn't we?
We did. Fred did as well.
Fred, you picked Kansas City as well, Fred?
Yeah, right at the last minute, I thought that they would. I wanted them to win three in a row.
Yeah, I did too. But right at the last minute, I decided to flip the Philly. No, I didn't.
No,
went down in flames.
But see, if you were in Vegas, you could really do yourself a lot of good by just betting on the Eagles.
We'll
at halftime.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
People Breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
time
offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin. Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester. Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portobello and Chive Abergele. Harmony cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Is freedom in America real or just an illusion? Are we truly free or just subjects of 9 unelected jurists sitting high up in robes? In America, An Illusion of Freedom, a thought-provoking and prescient book, attorney, physicist, and author Richard A. Nixon challenges everything you think you know about liberty. America, An Illusion of Freedom, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on iTunes. Also, don't miss Richard live every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com, where he delves even deeper into these powerful topics every week.
We are back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Guess what? The star of the show is Fred Dreyer, everybody. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, is here. JD Jeremy Dayton is running the video, doing a fine job.
Nailing it.
He's really nailing it there. Oh, okay, there we go. We got to go. And Corey Marino is wearing one of our new custom, if you can get a little higher in your shot there, Corey, so they can actually see the big CRN logo there on the shirt. Fred, of course, you're wearing the CRN. Is that the CRN sweatshirt? Can you pull your sweatshirt up a little bit so we can see it?
I don't think I'm going to.
It says Marymount College. Did your daughter go there? Somebody go to Marymount College? Is that why?
Yeah, my daughter went there. It wasn't a great experience, but the shirt fit, so...
Yeah. Corey, you went to, where'd you go?
I went to CSUN, California State North.
You and I both, right? That's why we're like brethren. We're like tied tight, right? Along with Jennifer, my daughter, right? She went to CSUN.
And Sydney.
And Sydney went to CSUN. That's the place to go. California State University, Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
We beat UCLA once in basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
It was once.
It was a big deal, wasn't it, Fred?
You beat him in Pauley, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I was center. Maybe I was in the stands. I can't remember.
I don't think so.
You scored. You scored in that game.
I scored big time. You know, I did play at the Forum. I don't want to brag, but I was at a radio station, KRLA, Art LeBeau, playing oldies music, and we were going to play against the Shriners Clowns. And they were these old guys who raised a lot of money for the kids at the Shriners Hospital. Right. And so the Penthouse Pets were supposed to play. They were late. So the Shriners Clowns got on the court. And then I was playing there with the KRLA guys on the air. And the ball rebound came off and they threw it to me. And, you know, with my blazing speed, you guys have seen me work. I blazed down. Where the hell are the Shriners there? They should be blocking me. So it looks like it's a difficult shot. And I went to throw a layup up there, and I missed for some reason.
Throw,
I don't know.
Throw a
attention
layup.
Got somebody whistled or something. And so then I threw it again, and I missed. And thank God on the third time it went in. Otherwise, I couldn't live down with that. Three shots I got, and the Shriners were still sitting on there going, oh, so tough, trying to get down here.
So you missed three shot against
old
people?
All-star, Corey. It was all-star. See, I tell these negative stories about
me. Who saw that disaster anyway?
The people in the stands who were, let's go get some. Martha, let's go get another Coke. This guy stinks. It's great.
Was there laughter?
We beat the Shriners 2-0 based on my basketball.
Oh, no.
It was the pregame.
Well,
for the
you know
Globe
what?
Trials.
I look at it this way.
What's
it was
that?
Your defense.
Yes. Yeah. And when the Penthouse Pets came, nobody was watching us make baskets. They were just watching movement on the court. Now, okay, let's go with the recap of the game. Our producers here have gone through a lot of work here for you. Thank you. No signal on my camera.
Let's not dwell too much on this.
You don't want to dwell too much on it?
Well, we got to cover it because it happened. It was a big event. It culminated the end of six grueling months of boredom, sports boredom.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you're recapping it. Come on, the Eagles had their number. I mean, you talk about Andy Reid being the great coach. The guy had no plan B, you know, and Nick Sirianni. So here's the deal. In my estimation, the Chiefs were able to stop Saquon Barkley. That was their big worry. They thought, we're going to plow through and just stop him. But they stopped him, but they didn't realize that Philly had their own game plan, which was masterful. They just kind of surrounded Mahomes. They had the pass rush going on. It was Fred, your thoughts on this, and you were watching the same game, I believe I was.
Did you have a color TV?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, look, Kansas City came out. Both teams came out, and they tried to figure out what people were doing right in the first two. Am I interrupting?
No, go ahead. I'm trying to get the attention of the engineering staff here who never watches the show. Go ahead.
Oh, how about you, Corey?
Oh, the defense just swarmed. The defensive tackles and the defensive ends were just too big and too fast for the offensive line of the Chiefs. And it's kind of how they lost the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers a couple years ago, to where it was just the O-line was overmatched, and they were just ferocious. And it looked like Patrick Mahomes, for the first time in a long time, was scared and seeing ghosts and not being able to read the field.
Well, Kansas City had a four-man line.
Yes.
No, I mean, Philly had a four-man
line. Philly did, yes.
And there wasn't really too much that Kansas City could adjust to. They had the line of scrimmage established, and there was nothing that the Chiefs could do about it. And Mahomes held the ball too long, and he took too many deep drops on ends that were widening out and rushing. But they didn't go around behind him. They pulled up. They bull rushed the tackles. And and Mahomes could not find a place to go. So he got sacked six times, which is a high for him, a career high.
It was a career high, you're right.
And, you know, for the most part, we were waiting at halftime to see what the adjustments would do, and and there was no response from Kansas City.
Yeah, and there was. I thought for sure at halftime, Andy Reid would have a plan B, because obviously plan A was not working. But there was really no change. The game kept going on the same direction here. And Nick Sirianni, the coach of who almost got fired after that last when he and the Eagles lost to the Chiefs the last time. What, 3 years ago was it? Something like that.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
And so. Boy, he was masterful. They put down, the coordinators were good. I don't know, maybe the Chiefs coordinators were off. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I don't know. That's usually what happens. Reed and Spagnuolo, they come out at halftime and have made some adjustments to either get back in the game or keep a small lead. And that was the thing about this one. They might have just been too far ahead. The Eagles and the Chiefs just didn't have the heart to come back. Even with minor adjustments, nothing was working. So maybe they were just, they got destroyed, and they only showed some life. They scored 22 points, but most of it was after they even dumped the Gatorade. They dumped the Gatorade on Nick Sirianni with like 5 minutes left.
In the first half.
Very good, Fred.
Thank you.
The first half, very good. Give one to Fred on that. It was really something. It was the commercials were pretty good. Did you like any?
I didn't care for them.
At all?
No.
Well, which ones didn't you like?
Well, all of them.
There was a couple I didn't like. There was the one where the skin cowboy hat. One where the guy's hat was part of his head. It was like Tubi.
Look, you know, when you watch this stuff, they try too hard to be innovative and funny. They're neither. and it failed miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they had the one where the tongue came off and was like wiggling
in the
air.
Oh, that was a weird one. That was a weird one. It really was.
What'd you think of... They're having a secret conversation.
Yeah, what else?
Whispering in each other's ear, nothing means.
There's this imaginary wall between us, Fred. I don't know what
that
it
just
is.
Just screwed up the producer.
Gotta take a I'm telling you right now. Yeah, Nick Sirianni had it going there. And you, Corey, thought that that Jalen Hurts is Steve Spagnuolo's kryptonite. Am I right? I
mean, yeah, he rushed for
brother-in-law's.
Fred, you're good today. Give him a one shot, would you please? Fred deserves it with these lines.
A drum roll. Or
yeah,
drum
we need
beat.
A drum
yeah,
roll. Ba-boomba. Thank
we
you
used
very
to
much.
On the old show, you know, when we were over in Sunland.
We used to have a band with us.
We used to have the whole thing.
Can
horns and what's wrong? What,
I don't know.
What happened?
Where are the horns?
Corey, can you get us a band for next week's show? Because we missed it. We have plenty of space in this spacious studio here to put a band in.
Yeah, oh, we could see what's
going on. Apparently we got one.
We need it. We have to have some imagination. All the other great shows have a band.
I'll see what I can do. We'll see what we got for next week.
Andy Reid and the Reidettes playing for us today.
Yeah, yeah.
He's taking some band gigs right now just to kind of pass the time.
We could take the show down to the 76 gas station.
Great.
We get some characters there.
Yeah, we could. When we come back, we're going to check some of your comments on the... On the chat room. We got the chat room going today on Facebook Live, so you can go there. You can check us out on YouTube. I think we're being streamed on Rumble also now. Is that correct? We're mm-hmm. there doing it. Anywhere you can stream it at crntalk.com, you can see us when we put this whole show together. So we'll take a break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, JD Jeremy Dayton. Kind of recapping the last Super Bowl game here today. Everybody has. Final score, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do know Kansas City lost.
So. 40-22.
That's right. 40-22.
Yeah. Fred, where did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you stay at your house?
The lovely Janine and I camped out in my front room watching the big screen. And Mike, we were together when you bought that screen.
I know. We picked a good one out for you. Fred had one of the early big screen models that you and Wayne Gretzky had. You saw Wayne with it, and you got it. Was one of those.
We had the best.
It was a beautiful unit, and I think still working well. I don't know why he got rid of it. One of those rear screen projectors, the really big, tall ones.
And it weighed close to 3,000 pounds.
Fred asked me to help move it, which we did. It was great. And had wheels on it. I think one of them was broken. And you used to be able to adjust the sharpness by taking the red gun and the green gun and the yellow gun or whatever, or blue gun or whatever it is, and you get them to match up on the lines. Yours was a little blurry. I mean, you watch a couple of baseball games over there, and you couldn't quite tell where the ball was hit, but eventually the announcer told you.
Or if you decided to stand up and move a little to the left or the right, the picture disappeared totally.
It really did.
That's crazy.
That's what it did. It just kind of, it's great. And so we got you, I believe, a Samsung. Those are great units. And we got you one for your bedroom. I was a little nervous working with you in the bedroom. That's a nice bed you have right there.
Yeah, you got to be careful of mentioning that.
I know. And up there, up in the upstairs, you had an even older classic Sony TV, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, that was a good one.
It was a really good one. But the faces were sort of oblong on the bottom or whatever, so the guy's jaw.
Well, they actually bulged out into the room.
First 3D TV ever.
So we upgraded the whole audio visual at Fred's house. It's fabulous now, it really is.
Yeah, neighbors would come over and see if I was still alive.
Okay, so what do we have here? We got hellos from Birmingham, from Rachel in Birmingham. Jenny is in Santa Maria, and she sent Jenny. You. Jenny is one of the fan members there on your Works For Me fan site,
yeah.
And she sent the video, which we have now taken and put on the homepage at crntalk.com, of you scoring your two safeties in one game
how
back in
that?
1973 on October 21st.
There we go.
Amazing, and she gave that to us, and it's just great. Have you seen it, Corey?
I have not. I'll have to go take a look.
Don't you ever look at our website? It changes with exciting stuff all the time.
I put it up there, but I haven't. I didn't look at that one.
Corey, go check it out. It's really great. And it's got that NFL, Fred Dreyer wasn't through yet. He decided to go ahead and knock another guy on his
head.
That
was Tommy Brookshire, who was the
Tommy Brookshire here, and I'm going to watch Fred. I think he's going to retire soon, someday, and he'll be on TV.
I think he's on his way to retiring right this very moment.
Hunter. He retired. You took down two different quarterbacks in the same quarter. Scott Hunter went down first, and then they took him out because Scott was going, hey, Fred hit me. I can't really see the football. And they didn't have even tents during that. They just took him into the locker room, gave him some smelling salts.
They took him across the street to Matt's Bar.
I got to give you a one shot on these, Fred. These are actually pretty good.
I don't have too many left.
Motion to me so I get the one shot up when you deliver them. And then after Scott Hunter, you took care of him. And by the way, I think that's where you got the name for your TV show, but I could be wrong. And then it was going to be originally called The Scott Show, but then later changed to The Hunter Show. Okay.
Okay. So,
They brought in Jim Delgazzo, and you knocked him on his keister again. And let me, Jackie Slater told me something about the way you tackled Fred, because you kind of surrounded Delgazzo. It was like he met this big bear in the forest, and you just brought him down. And Jackie said that Fred always tackled in a safe way to the people. You were able to tackle him, bring him down with the feet, and not just use your head to knock him down.
I tackled without getting in the way.
How do you do that?
Well, I did it. You check the film.
Check it out on the website. That's good.
That's right.
Okay. We'll go back to Fred again here on the shot there, since we're having more problems with the video, our engineering staff. Okay. So anyway, we also have Lori is talking to us from Iowa. She says, Fred, it's very blizzardly there.
In Iowa? Well, that's the heart of the country. That's heartland America.
And Nikki from Nebraska, Nikki says she it's snowing there. She liked in the Super Bowl, and I like this one too, the little girl with the potatoes, where she took the potato and planted it, and then...
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. That was a nice little story.
Did you see that one, Fred?
Yes, I did.
It is one of your comments on that, since one of your listeners loved it. Yeah, well, what do you think? Jeremy, just stay in here with us, and if we have a problem, you can just... sit here. Okay. And Christine, she says she's from Hunter, works for me, and she says to say hi to you. And she also mentioned this.
Hello, darling.
Which we might have talked at one time on this. What was your badge number for LAPD?
I can't divulge
in the series Hunter.
It's confidential.
It was 89.
My badge number.
Yeah. Did you ask for that number on the Hunter series, badge number 89?
I think it was somebody in the organization that sent word down that
hold on.
That there may be a close-up on his badge, and the company as well as the network would be terribly embarrassed if it didn't make sense.
And so was it 89? That's the question?
It was.
Okay,
it
good.
Was.
Made sense. All right.
Actually, it was a 3-digit, which was the minimum.
And what was the third?
Oh, 89.
Oh, 89.
And so when they saw me coming, they go, oh.
And somebody shouted bingo every time. He said, under the 89, bingo.
Fred didn't
I got a smile from Fred on that one. The normally stoic Fred Dreyer actually cracked a smile on the bingo joke.
Ever since I've been in the office today, I've been laughing.
Yeah, we had lots of discussions in there. It was nice. All right, so what else? So the Super Bowl MVP was Jalen Hurts, right? You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Good legs. He was scrambling. He was
200 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and a terrific offensive line that dominated the line of scrimmage. And once you do that, no matter where you are, what level you are, you win the games.
You mentioned to me before we went on the air about the lineup of the of Philadelphia that really confused the whole Kansas City Chiefs. Can you talk about that on when they moved?
Well, they ran four-man line, and there was overshifts. But what they did is that they wanted to make sure that Mahomes never got out in the front of the line. When he dropped back to pass, they didn't want him rolling out, and he did a couple of those things, and he rolled out for like 25 yards, threw a couple of them away, an interception on one, and just looked discombobulated. And that upsets an offense. Offense wants to get some momentum going, and they couldn't get it, and the results were terrible.
I don't want to brag, but I think your discussion of the game is much better than Vince Ferragamo's and Jackie Slater's. What would you say, Corey?
Oh, he has some great insights. They all do.
Vince would just say, ask the limo driver, and then we'd talk to him, and then we got everything taken care of, right?
Exactly.
It's good. So, so Hurts was unstoppable with his legs. He had a great passing nights. But I got to tell you, the coaching was the difference there in that game. They really, Philly was ready to go. And they said that Jalen Hurts, when he lost, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, kept the photo of the Chiefs celebrating their victory with the confetti coming down and everything to remind him of the loss that he did not want to have again. And I think that, again, you want it more.
Yeah, he wanted it more. And then also they said they felt slighted by the three-peat talks and that they were underdogs by 1.5 points. And so they came out with more fire, and the offensive line and the defensive line of the Eagles just kept pushing them back and winning.
So am I to assume that had the roles be reversed, that the Eagles, if they were going for their third Super Bowl win, would take a different tack?
I don't think so. I think they played a perfect game against Patrick Mahomes. Like you said, they didn't let him roll out, and then they also have pressure from the middle.
But would they wave the flag and say, we're upset because the Chiefs are making fun of us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the Chiefs made fun of him, but we got a story coming up about some Dodgers making fun of the Yankees, which is, you know, making the Yankees a little bunched up about it. We'll talk about that in a second. But I do believe that the team that wants it more gets it, and I believe that the Philadelphia, their coaching staff, saw what happened in that game before 2 years ago and decided it's not going to happen again. And Andy Reid didn't have a plan B.
There was no second half adjustment. There was no, you know, football is clearly an opportunity to change beats and change patterns, to take a personnel and switch them and give a new look to the second half of the game. And they needed it because they were getting beat.
You're right.
And so what did they have to do? They had to come in and change the momentum, which they never did. I was waiting for Mahomes to do something other than hold the ball for 15 minutes.
15 seconds, I believe, and then he got sacked.
It felt like 15 minutes, but I agree, Fred. I thought they were going to come with some quick slants or something to get the ball out of his hands quick, but they never did. He was just holding and holding and getting sacked and throwing it away.
Well, I don't know what they looked as though they were the defense. It looked as though that the offense of Kansas City was waiting to break a play loose, and it never happened, and Philly just poured the coal to them.
Yep.
All you other football teams, do something if you get into that. Take pizza, rub it on your uniform, do something to get them off the place. You know, like, that's a pepperoni, and then you can throw the football. Something to make it different.
Or you can come out of the huddle and say, look, over there.
Look, Fred, over there. We'll take a break.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Feeling the pressure to find Valentine's Day gifts they'll love? Then you gotta go to Kohl's. They have something for every Valentine. Go fun and unexpected with a Lego set. Go luxe with a Sephora fragrance. Go classic with a diamond necklace and more. Then get 15% off some of your gifts, or you can save with a Kohl's card. However you plan to celebrate, Kohl's has you covered with lots to love. Select styles. Coupons do not apply to Lego. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
like this song. It's the Fred Dreyer theme song. He's got a song and he can sing one. Take it away, Fred Dreyer.
Nah, right.
Sing it a little bit higher.
No signal.
All right. Not again. Telling you.
Mike, I think you're...
Just when I was singing the song,
I think you're jinxing the show. I really do.
It's that new haircut. You're too hot for the camera.
You know, you guys are all talking about my haircut. I had a very nice, shaggy haircut. The women would love to come up from behind me and grab the hair in the back. And I decided, you know, it looks kind of like an old man. And since I am an old man, I said, I'll just shave it down to a nice top one. And now people don't want me to put it on our video screen because obviously the women go nuts for short hair. So, Fred Dreyer,
yeah,
it's all you. I could give you this one here, but nope, no signal no is signal. Not going to work for me. My name is Michael Horn, not no signal.
Should you come over and sit on my lap?
No, no, I'm not going to do it. Let's talk a little baseball while we wait for our engineering staff to get back into the studio, because I know they're monitoring everything about the show. Fred, the Dodgers are going to open spring training, and a really nice thing is the pitchers and catchers for reported for most of the teams, but Corey, talk to me about this, because the Dodgers have some regular players coming in. They showed up early with the pitchers and catchers. Muncy is there. Betts is there. Am I right?
Yeah, Chris Taylor's there. Muncy, Betts, a couple other veterans. Rojas. They all came to...
Hernandez, Teoscar.
Teoscar, Hernandez, Miguel Rojas.
That's a team that's unified there. I think guys like Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman still kind of injured, so they didn't show up early, right?
Yeah, they're still managing their surgeries that they had in the offseason.
Fred, did you show up when you had training camp early to get the head start?
I showed up at Dodger camp.
I know, but you were a reporter at that time. I'm talking about when you were playing football for the Rams or the Giants.
I came in about 4 or 5 days early.
And one of the things that you did, I believe, was that you would stay in shape kind of in the off season. Most of the players now don't do that. Correct?
Today's
players, they're not ready.
No, you got it all wrong. These guys are in tip-top shape.
Oh, they are when they come in?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then how come you don't really see
that? One of the reasons, the argument was, we're not going to come into training camp for 8 weeks. We're already in great shape.
Yeah.
And have you seen the combine? Jeez Louise, these guys come out and run, 400-pound guys run like a 4.5 40.
Well, what about when you have to run through those the tires, kind of go in and out of the tires?
They don't do this.
They don't do that anymore? How about when you get some big old plow or something, you got to push it or something? That was always fun. When I went to training camp with you a few years back, I was surprised that, you know, they had these little tiny rubber bands and they were just kind of stretching them like this. I thought I could do that.
Well, on the other field, what we missed was...
What did we miss?
What we missed was
hold on a second. Okay, go ahead. What did we miss? Lay it on me.
We missed the now you made me lose my place.
Yeah.
Oh, you made me lose my place. What I was going to say was the diesel tractor pull. But we did it with our teeth.
That was great. And you guys are really prepped and ready to go.
Our teeth. You know what I did?
What'd you do, Fred?
I ate about 700 apples.
To
really strengthen my teeth.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. So the Dodgers, they say, are hungrier than ever going into spring training.
And that's where they get that saying.
Because they ate apples. And they got
ate all 700 apples, and, you know.
What was your favorite food at the Super Bowl party?
Apples.
Corey?
My dad makes this really good 7-layer dip, bean dip.
Oh, bean dip and apples.
Dip. Get out of that house early, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, going on the roof.
Mine was apples from Melissa's Produce. They brought in this chocolate-covered apple with nuts, and they cut it into pieces, so it was kind of like a very crisp, wonderful apple with the chocolate on it. It was just delicious.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we had bean dip. Okay, so Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman are going to be working their way back. The Dodgers got a pretty good pitching staff. Well, they got Blake Snell right now, and the Roki Sasaki is there, and they've got. I want to know if Dustin May and Tony Gosselin are going to pitch. It's been like how long? 3 years since they pitched. Fred?
They haven't pitched hardly since. What? Moby Dick was a minnow.
Well, they sold those Britannica encyclopedias. They were pitching those for a while. But, you know,
That crazy guy with the red hair. Who is that guy?
That's Dustin May.
That's Dustin May.
Dustin May. Does he pitch at all?
Well, he.
What does he do?
Didn't he have Tommy John like three times, I think, right? At least two.
He had a second Tommy John year and a half ago.
And then he choked on his food or something, and that hurt his esophagus
What did he do?
He was in recovery from his second Tommy John, and then he went out to dinner and he tore his esophagus. Ugh. And so then he was out the rest of last year.
Wait a minute.
It's a true story,
the
Fred.
The guy tore his esophagus?
Yes, yeah. He choked.
Eating what?
He never disclosed what he ate, but he said it was something hard and he felt a scratch.
A watermelon. He ate an entire watermelon.
Take it easy, Corey. Okay, so... And Tony Gosselin, he's going to come back. They call him the cat man. He likes cats.
Yeah, he really likes cats.
He eats cat food. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, Fred.
But I got to tell you, if I like cats and I was an athlete, I would not have pictures of cats on my stockings and to come out and pitch. There's just something, you know, about being a cat man that doesn't make you seem like you're real tough on the mound.
And you know what? I never see him holding a cat.
So it's all a ruse?
He does, you know, if he had any decency, he would bring his cats out to the pitching mound and put them on his back while he warmed up for the games.
I apologize to our audience today. It's a tough show, and we all picked the Chiefs and lost a lot of money.
No,
so this is what you get.
You know what? Football is over.
It's over.
It's freaking over.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
It's like
until the draft. So we have like two.
Oh, I can't wait to see the 600-pound guy slam dunk basketball.
Okay, so here's who the Dodgers. So we do the show out of Los Angeles, so I apologize to the rest of the teams. What is it, 33 other teams? 32?
29.
Call it 30. I don't remember. Anyway, the Dodgers, they got Blake Snell. I used to think he was, you know, maybe overdoing it when he was with Tampa Bay, but he played and did pretty well on the Padres and the Giants. And now he says he's going to work with Bobby Miller, the young kid on the Dodgers staff. I think I'm loving Blake Snell. A guy comes he's going to work with him.
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Help him win a ball game.
Yeah, because Bobby, he started off 2 years ago pretty well.
Pretty well.
When he was young, and it looked up for him, but last year was awful.
Yeah. And he's from Illinois, very near, yeah, I think, Elgin, where our radio affiliate is out there in the Chicagoland area.
What is that, the Show-Me State?
Illinois is the... what is it? The Prairie State? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Lincoln. Land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln. Fred.
Land of
Fred Lincoln. Gets a one shot on that.
Give it to me, baby.
Is that what you did on the Hunter Show?
Give it to me.
Okay.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay. Okay. And then we got the starting pitcher that was the big grab for us, Roki Sasaki.
Yeah.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Kike Hernandez, they just re-signed. That guy can play almost every position.
And he doesn't need to take a batting practice either.
No, and you know, back in the day, you and I are old enough to know, I don't think Corey Marino would know this, but who was the guy that was on Kansas City that played every position in a ball game? Every
Louis Aparicio.
No, remember that shortstop. What was his name? On the Kansas City Royals, and he played every position. Oh, you'll find out for us. I'm sure Corey can get that information. But it was a great promotion when he played that, and he went and he ended up as pitcher, and he played Kike Hernandez has pitched for the Dodgers, for God's sakes. So
well, we'll find out, won't we, Corey?
Yeah. We will.
Clayton Kershaw is back again. He's going to be disabled for a while.
Seriously?
Yes, they re-signed him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
We're happy. One more year.
Yeah. Teoscar Hernandez.
Wow.
Glad to have him back. Yeah. He was great in the outfield and great bat this year.
Michael Conforto, they've got. He's Song Kim.
He's
is he good?
He's
Song
good
Kim? He's Campy Campaneris, that was the guy's name. I just remembered.
That's what I just found out. Yeah,
Campaneris. Campy Campaneris.
Well, he always camp. He was camping.
Wait a minute. Fred?
He was always out there near the pitching mound starting fires.
No. He wasn't a camper. He was known as Campy Campaneris Knight. He played every position. It was amazing. And then Tanner Scott, they got as their number one relief pitcher on the Dodgers, and Kirby Yates.
Yep, they got two people.
What about the guy that was with the Chicago White Sox? They got him last year.
Oh, Kopech.
He's good.
He's good. And they have him for another year as well.
Good. That's good.
I think he might miss the beginning of the season just because he had like a little cleanup procedure just to reduce inflammation. But I think he should be back, and he'll be fine.
That could be a good series as a spinoff from Hunter where it's just Kopech. You know, and he's like a private investigator that comes, you know, you go looking for him, and you guys team up.
Always in uniform. Always.
In the Dodger uniform.
Always in uniform.
Corey gets one on that. Always in a Dodger uniform.
Yeah.
Kopech. It's good. Fan detective. You guys bring in and try to sneak in some food.
Yeah.
Kopech is on the job.
Yeah. You think you're going to get those milk duds by the guys at the gate? You're crazy.
Now, here's the story. Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, is a little upset. He said if he wins it all this year, that his team it will be classier than the Dodgers, because he says...
No, it won't.
The Dodgers utility man, Chris Taylor, and former reliever Joe Kelly kind of disparaged the Yankees. They said that there was a sloppy fifth inning in Game 5. We know that. Led to the series clinching loss. And Kelly called their shoddy defense and base running well-known on his podcast. And Chris Taylor said the Yankees something down their leg on teammate Mookie Betts' podcast. So they're talking trash. It's like, be classy, Dodgers. You won. What do you want to do? Go ahead and get the Yankees all bunched up.
Yeah, but look who's saying it.
Chris Taylor.
Guys that didn't do anything in the World Series.
Joe Kelly. Did he sign with the Yankees?
He didn't even make the trip.
No, he didn't.
No,
I don't know where Joe Kelly signed, but Kenley Jansen just went to the Angels.
Yeah, Kenley Jansen's there with the Angels.
Oh, we got to watch out.
We got to go watch a couple of games.
We should.
Oh, exactly.
We'll just wait till they come to Dodger Stadium.
Artie Moreno, we're coming to see. I like the management team of the Angels. I hope they do well. What about Travis Kelce again? Since we're talking about people, is he going to retire, or is he going to, you know, go away in bliss with Taylor Swift, or is he going to come back?
He's over at Taylor Swift's house right now, calming her down, because people on the internet, people on the talking telephone, mm-hmm. wore her out. They booed her. Openly booed her.
They cheered for President Trump, and they booed Taylor Swift.
That's right.
It's crazy times we live in.
I'm telling you. Well, a lot of people said that was just her ex-boyfriends, because, you know, she always writes songs about past relationships, and she's got a lot of songs over there, breakups.
Isn't she about ready to write that death song?
If they don't make it, there might be a really big one if she talks about the breakup of Travis Kelce, but we wish him well.
Yeah.
They seem to be getting along really well, don't they?
Yeah. We'll see, and then he just has to decide to retire, and if he does, he could be like Fred and go into broadcasting and TV.
Exactly.
That'll be good.
They're a darling couple.
She's in the broadcast booth there. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will kind of wrap things up. We got good Hunter photos for you, so stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We are back. It is the one and only Fred Dreyer program. I'm Michael Horn, along with producer Corey Marino. Fred Dreyer is there. We got some hunter photos. I don't know if they're going to work or not. I'll have to double check and see what we got here. But none of them are the ones that we want to see.
Guess they didn't. Wait a minute.
Nobody posted them up.
Oh, we have the guy with the gun again.
Yeah. We're not going to show any of those. We apologize to Pamela.
You know who that looks like? Seriously.
Yeah, I'll put it up here. Yeah, who is that?
Nomar Garcia Parra.
A little bit.
It does a little bit.
See?
Looks like somebody took his seat on the Dodger recap show, and Jerry Hairston Jr. is paying the price.
That might be Joe Cortese.
You think so?
Yeah.
We got any others here? Looking to see if we have anything else here to show you.
Let's see, brother.
Let's see. What do you got here? This is another one that we've got. That looks like a nice
person. That's Fred Duray and let's see. Who else?
Who's this guy?
That's Joey.
Anyway, we're supposed to see Garrett Morris up there, but they forgot to put the pictures up. We'll put them next week. Pamela Johnson, thank you for sending this in, Mike.
I think that's Garrett Morris.
I don't think so, Fred.
He's in makeup.
I don't think so. We apologize again for some of the technical problems on today's program, but we'll have that all repaired and ready to go for you. Fred just got his mouth open like, who was that?
What the hell has happened to the show?
You got to watch the video, people. Go to our YouTube channel, crntalk.com. Is that at our YouTube channel? CRN Talk, right?
CRN Talk.
CRN Talk on YouTube, and watch this week's Fred Dreyer show. You'll have a great fun time.
We will.
Fred's never looked better. Corey, you look great. And my camera was off half the time, so a lot of you will enjoy it. Oh, Mike's not on. Let's go ahead and watch it. That's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to our website, thefreddreyershow.com. Get past programs and a lot more. And go to crntalk.com, crntalk.com, and watch Fred's video there of his two safeties in one game. It's great. Follow Fred on Twitter or X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I want some sound effects next week.
Okay.
And I'm going to really be adamant about it.
All right. Okay. Sound effects, Corey.
We'll be done
next week on the show. Have a good week, everybody. For Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, yours truly, Michael Horn, and Fred Dreyer. See you next week.